The reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, reading from verses 2 to verse 7, and can be found on page 694 of the Church Bibles. Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We stand for the Gospel reading. Reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and reading the first 20 verses can be found on page 1027 of the Church Bibles. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Now we declare our faith in God, Father, incarnate Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please do sit, and Hamish is going to speak to us this morning.
Let's pray. Especially on this Christmas day, open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Oh, open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Amen. Christmas is here then at last, after all the Advent waiting and preparing. David's been saying he's not good at waiting. Well, the waiting is over for vicars and for ordinary church members. I'm not a person really who counts down the shopping days till Christmas, but it has seemed to suddenly come upon us. There have been times when I've thought, oh, it's weeks away or it's days away, and suddenly it's here. The problem with Christmas is that, unlike Easter, there's no regular Holy Week build-up with definite landmarks like Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, which give you a definite clue to where you are in the week. As Christmas occurs on different days, there's no real Advent build-up that's regular, only the Advent candles, when David remembers to light them.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we're here again on Christmas Day, celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, like the Vicar of Dibley, we can sometimes feel, is there anything really new to say? Is there any completely new insight into Christmas that nobody's thought of before? But that's not really the point. On Christmas Day, we re-celebrate Jesus' birth. We redeclare our faith and we re-worship the God who came in love. If we were to be asked for three words to describe Christmas, they might be headache, busyness, expense. But I want to suggest three different words which I associate with Christmas, and they are peace, joy, and hope. Peace, joy, and hope. These words were stated or implied in our readings from Isaiah and Luke. These are words that we can hold on to throughout the festivities, which can so easily obscure the real meaning of Christmas. So the first word is peace. Christmas is all about peace on earth. In Luke 2, we read, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' Christ came to bring peace. not to see off the Roman powers and liberate Palestine in a great revolution, but to bring peace in the hearts of men and women. Of course, in our day, the news that we keep getting from North Korea seems the exact opposite of peace. But Christ came to bring peace even to our world. Christ also came to bring peace to our often troubled lives. Paul says in Philippians, and we usually use this as a blessing in the end of our services, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace that Christ brought at Christmas can stand up under life's everyday pressures and stresses and sorrows. It can bring peace to families fraught with friction. Peace when all of life seems to be crashing down on us and when our best laid plans have gone down the tubes again. Only Christ, who is our peace, can remove the guilt and shame of wrongs done and good deeds that have been left undone. God's peace equips us to endure sorrows and afflictions and gives us a confidence to move forward in his name. So the Christmas message is one of peace in Jesus Christ. And my second Christmas word is joy. In Luke chapter 2, we read, "The angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.'" Joy is a big word at this time of the year. We sing, "Joy to the world, Christian men rejoice." Where does Christian joy come from? It's from a deep realization that Christ came for me. God loved me so much. Christmas was for me. Today, I'm sure there'll be a lot of joy as relatives and friends share Christmas eating and drinking, as children and adults open presents. People just enjoy being together. Christ came to bring deep down joy to the hearts of people, a joy that isn't just over in a day, but a joy that satisfies. A joy that will last long after the turkey scraps have all been eaten up. We wouldn't want to have Christmas every day, as the song says. That would be dreadful for the waistline and the pocket. But the real joy of Christmas should be the joy of every day. After peace and joy, my final Christian word is hope. For the Christian, the word hope isn't just wishing everything will be okay, but it's a certainty and an assurance for the future. Despite economic woes, political unrest, Brexit, disagreements and splits in the church, the prophets foretold the coming of one who would bring hope to a people in exile. And when Jesus did come, he brought hope to the world. Sometimes we feel that the future hasn't got much to offer us, and the world around us seems to be an utter mess. But the message of Christmas is about the coming of one who came to shed his light in the darkest places, within us and around us. Because of Christmas, there is a guarantee of God's present and future love and grace and present and future blessings beyond measure. Because of Christmas, we can have real peace in our hearts. Because of Christmas, we can have real joy in our lives. And because of Christmas, we can have real hope for the future. So may peace, joy, and hope be yours this Christmas and in the coming days. Amen.
Do that which I left.